This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a brand new guest. And I'm excited to have him on here because the name of the company is Freedom Leaf, Inc. I trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol FRLF, and they trade on the OTCQB. And with us today is Clifford Perry. He is the CEO of the company. Clifford, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Everett. Good afternoon. It's an honor and a pleasure to be on your cast.
But believe me, the pleasure is all mine. I really do appreciate you taking time, and because I know you're really busy. Hey, give my listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
Well, Everett, Freedom Leaf is a fully reporting and audited publicly traded company. We're never a shell. We acquired a fully reporting and audited public company that after a year of coming out of their S-1, they decided that they had a change of plans, and we acquired that company. At the time, it had 17 shareholders. We bought them all out and decided that we were going to start from zero in order to maintain the integrity that we knew is so important to new shareholders coming into a public company. Unfortunately, as you and your listeners probably know, with most shells, they always usually come with some inherent problems, and we just didn't want the baggage.
Absolutely.
Yeah. From the minute that we purchased the company, we continued the audit and the reporting. And slowly but surely, we then began working on our business plan. And the business plan, basically, Freedom Leaf is about the good news in marijuana reform. We started out with a small publication with the intent of creating articles and editorial, all written specifically for the magazine. None of our content is ripped. But it was more or less not only just for the consuming, but maybe even more so for the non-consuming community, so they could really find out what is happening in the industry, from medical marijuana, industrial hemp, and of course the potential of recreational marijuana.
You know, recently you guys did a new contract on March 15th. Can you tell us a little bit about that new contract?
Well, I have to be honest with you. We've signed so many contracts lately, and we really haven't announced most of them. We've been specializing in building relationships, strategic alliances across the world. The great thing about Freedom Leaf, my co-founders, myself, and our executive C-level staff combined have over 200 years in marijuana legalization. And basically, the reason I say that is because we're not just a group of people that saw an opportunity to make money and just jumped into this sector. We've been in it for a very, very, very long time. My co-founder, Richard Cowan, was going back almost to the beginning of Normal, and then eventually, and that Normal, of course, being the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, the oldest, the largest, and the most well-known nonprofit. And Richard later went on in the 70s to become actually, I think it was in the 90s, I'm sorry, went on to become executive director of Normal. And then we've since were able to get the current executive director from Normal, who had been sitting in that seat for 27 years, to come on board as our vice president of communication. And then, of course, we have a lot of other members that have been advocates, including, you know, working with policymakers and government from the federal level right down to the states and the counties. We just knew that we had a very, very powerful story there, in that anyone can very, very easily just type any one of our names into the internet, and you'll see that we've been here for a long, long time, and we plan on being here for a long time forward.
Sounds good. You know, what does Freedom Leaf do, and how do you guys make your money?
Okay, well, as I mentioned, we first started off with this little publication, and everybody said, "You're nuts. Print is dead." Well, the reality is, yeah, that's true. Maybe some of the big newspapers are folding, and some of the big magazines But target market specific publishing is still thriving, whether it be a golf magazine or a sports magazine or a health magazine or especially a marijuana magazine. So we started off with a very unique concept that we would utilize the connections that we've built over the years of advocacy with nonprofits such as Normal. There's another great one called SSDP. That's the Students for Sensible Drug Policy, a tremendous organization of youth-based activists. And soon to be the leaders of the free world. They're all college kids and they're all very, very concerned, not necessarily about smoking pot, but they are concerned about human rights and being able to really help with the medicinal benefits that have been found now that we are allowed to do more testing and an investigation into the compounds that are derived from cannabis and industrial hemp, CBD being the big buzzword of today. So as our little publication grew, we started following the Gawker media model in that, as you are well aware, in the old days, the big media companies used to just gobble up their competition, crush them, and utilize whatever staff they could. The Gawker media model was famous for building verticals with other high traffic digital websites, news blogs, and publications. And as we have done very successfully over the past two and a half years, we've been acquiring other high traffic media channels, and a very, very big one that unfortunately I can't tell you about in this radio interview, but keep watching, and within the next week or two, you'll be reading the press release about Freedom Leaf acquiring one of the largest cannabis Spanish-speaking websites in the world.
You know, I noticed you guys have been trying, or at least in contact with a lot of international countries, Spain, Netherlands. Can you give us an update of where you guys are at on that?
Absolutely. Well, once again, because of my co-founder's involvement for 45 plus years, he, of course, became very friendly with the gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen in the Netherlands, all of the old pioneers, the geneticists, the seed banks, and we've had some tremendous connections throughout Europe, the Netherlands, Spain, and basically all parts of the world that have been as interested as we have been in marijuana legalization. And so when we first started the company, some of those old, very wealthy Dutchmen and people from Spain decided that they would be very interested in following whatever we did. And I have a background in licensing and among other things. And they asked if they could buy the license to all things Freedom Leaf, beginning, of course, with the publishing and the media network. So we were able to early on sell the country of Netherlands for $250,000 to a group of individuals there. And then shortly thereafter, we were able to do the same thing for another $250,000 for a group that wanted to have all things Freedom Leaf then, now, and in the future for the country of Spain. And now, about 4 months ago, we launched our domestic licensing, and we've matched up with a very, very successful gentleman and his company that have been involved in pharmaceutical distribution, and they bought the Freedom Leaf license for the state of Florida for $250,000. So it's going very, very well, and with those relationships, we have already been benefiting from their contacts on the ground in their countries and their sphere of influence. And what we quickly realized is if you think it's happening here, well, it certainly is, but it is exploding in a good way in the European nations, South America, Mexico just legalized medical marijuana.
I heard that.
And we basically have boots on the ground all over the world vetting deals.
So you guys are making money off your magazine. Do you have any license for growing dispensaries? Do we have like a 2-3 part prong here of different streams of income?
Well, honestly, we have many streams of income already, but honestly, we decided until the U.S. laws are totally legal that it would just be too potentially dangerous for our shareholders and for ourselves to be involved with cultivation and or the sale or distribution of marijuana. I can tell you that we do have a vested interest in agriculture in Spain, and that we've successfully harvested 2 seasons of a very, very high CBD. CBD is the cannabidiol active ingredient that has been used for treating such modalities as the famous Charlotte's Web that's helping children and people with epileptic seizures and many, many, many other modalities. CBD is the big buzzword right now. But let me tell you, Everett, there's science coming out of Israel and the rest of the world that there's other compounds such as CBG, which is going to be the next big one, and THCA. Now, obviously, in order for industrial hemp and CBD products to be legal, they need to contain less than 0.03 THC. So that they really do not have any active psychotropic effects from the THC. It's strictly the CBD, CBG, and other cannabinoids in the hemp that are proving to be, honestly, a gift from God or a gift from Mother Nature, if you will.
Understandably. My guest today is Clifford Perry. He is the CEO of Freedom Leaf. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol FRLF. In closing, Clifford, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out to the listeners?
Well, you had asked me about some of the other things that we do. And real quickly, you know, one of the things in knowing that the most high dollar, other than the flower, which is the marijuana, it is going to be the extraction oils from not only marijuana, medical marijuana, but mainly the mainstream will be the extraction of these cannabidiol from industrial hemp. And in knowing that, for years we've been searching for the absolute finest industrial strength, if you will, supercritical CO2 extractors, and we struck a deal for the worldwide exclusive rights to represent and sell the finest supercritical extracting units in the world. We have what very few other companies have. We have an industrial strength 100-liter supercritical extractor. We have a 5, a 25, a 50, and a 100. So that's the type, that's where we're going. And just so people may know, what is supercritical extraction? Well, it's not new. It's been used probably by the number one business in the world, is for the coffee industry to make decaffeinated coffee. Also in the tea industry for decaffeinating tea.
Right.
So basically what it does is with the CO2, it pressurizes the vessel that the feedstock is in, and it squeezes out all of the resins and essential oils very, very concentrated, and then we're able to separate them down even more so we can isolate the active ingredients and make sure we have consistency and product standardization. So these are just some of the great things that we have going, but we only put out material announcements, and we have a number of them that we're ready to release within the next 30, 60, 90 days.
Do you guys have any projections for 2017 revenues?
Well, you know, projections, yes. We have, you know, I have always been a firm believer that you always must have a chart either to navigate, whether it's flying an airplane, driving a boat, or running a business. So we actually will be releasing our high CBD line of product in the United States called Hempology, H-E-M-P-O-L-O-G-Y. The website's myhempology.com. It's just a landing site right now, but within the next 2 weeks, we'll launch that. We do expect that product line within the next 90 to 120 days to bring us in revenues that we have projected based on deals we've done before with affiliate marketing and some of our contacts in the dispensary industry get up to the $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, $100,000 a month by the end of the year, going into $250,000, $500,000, and by the end of 18, we hope to be up to $1 million a month in that, with those product lines.
Wow, that's impressive. Stock that we're highlighting today is Freedom Leaf. They trade on the OTC markets. Their ticker symbol is FRLF. They trade on the OTCQB. And with us is Clifford Perry. Clifford, I want to thank you for taking time and coming out on the show today and giving us an update on your company. I hope that you come back and give us an update 40, 50 days from now and let us know what's going on.
I certainly will, Everett. And I'd just like to clarify one thing. We are fully reporting and audited, so we've always been ready to go on the QB. We submitted our application 2 weeks, and it's about to be approved. But we already know that we've already met all of the qualifications. We've paid the fees. We're just going through some compliance questions and answers. But by next week, we should absolutely be uplisted to the QB.
That sounds good. Thanks for coming on the show and looking forward to talking to you real soon.
Thank you, Everett.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.